Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Tom.
Where's Jasper?
In the back room, dressing.
How's he handling,
the band council elections?
Yeah.
You know Jasper.
Cried like a baby?
Cried like a baby. But he's feeling better now that the show has a sponsor.
Sponsor? This is public radio. What do we need a sponsor for?
Better ask Jasper. He's the brains of the show, you know.
He is?
That's what he tells me.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jasper. You all set to do the show? Got that golden voice of yours all warmed up?
Oh, sure. But, Jasper, why are you wearing overalls?
What's wrong with overalls?
Well, nothing, I guess. It just looks a little strange to be doing a radio show in overalls.
No one can see us.
That's a blessing.
How do you like the white shirt and the yellow bow tie?
Well, the shirt and the tie are fine, but they look a little strange with the overalls.
It's a fashion statement.
Looks more like a fashion question.
Here, Tom.
What is it?
No, where did I put that coffee pot?
Jasper, it's a pair of overalls, a white shirt, and a red bow tie.
Billy didn't have any more yellow ones.
Jasper, I don't want to wear overalls and a shirt and a tie to do the radio show.
We have to, Tom. I got Billy Jumping Bull to sponsor our show.
Billy Jumping Bull? The Billy who owns the secondhand store in the strip mall?
The very same. Billy has agreed to supply us with clothes if we mention his name on our show.
But we can't do that.
Sounds like you already did.
Come on, Tom. Hurry up and get into your overalls so we can start the show.
What's that smell?
Isn't it great? If you close your eyes and breathe deeply, you can almost imagine that you're out in the country.
It smells like cow manure.
It's the overalls.
These are used overalls?
Previously owned, Tom.
I'm not going to put these on.
You'll hurt Billy's feelings.
Oh, hey, that's the star of the show. I'm not going to have time to change.
You can change on the air.
I'm not going to change while we're doing the show.
Why not? No one can see you.
That's right, Tom. Boy, are we lucky this isn't television. Okay, Tom, take it away.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavyhand.
And Tom King.
Brought to you by Jumping Bull's Merchandise Emporium, where you can find yesterday's fashions at today's prices. So, Tom, who are our guests today?
Do I look like someone who knows?
Tina Kiefer, Ted Nolan, and pianist Murray Porter.
What happened to Louis Riel?
Tom sounds a little grumpy today.
Here, Tom, I'll hold the overalls while you slip out of your pants.
I'm not going to slip out of my pants.
You'll feel a lot better once you're in your new clothes.
They're not new.
And in the meantime, while Tom is changing, let's read a letter from one of our listeners. What do we have, Gracie?
Here's a letter we received from Gloria Alexis in Vernon, B.C., and her seven daughters, Carmela, Dominique, Monica, Darcy, Sarah, Joanne, and Magdalene.
Seven daughters. Wow.
Dear Jasper, Gracie, and Tom, hello. Here are some questions my girls want to ask. First, is Tom white?
No. Tom's Cherokee. He just acts white.
How are you supposed to work these snaps?
And are Gracie and Jasper from Alberta? My girls seem to think that Jasper is from New Mexico.
New Mexico? Holy, that sounds exciting. But the truth of the matter is that Gracie is from Edmonton, and I'm from Poundmaker.
They even send us a Christmas card with three rabbits playing in the snow.
Hey, look, the one rabbit looks like you, Gracie.
And that rabbit looks like you, Jasper.
And that goofy-looking rabbit lying in the snow with his feet in the air.
Can you help me with these overalls?
Keep working, Tom. We'll give you a hand right after Gracie tells our listeners about one of her favorite recipes. But first, a few words about the place to buy all your secondhand clothes. Billy Jumping Bull's Merchandise Emporium. Yesterday's fashions at today's prices. So, Gracie, what do you have for us today?
Well, Jasper, today I thought I'd share a recipe that has been handed down to me by my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother.
So this is a traditional recipe?
Absolutely. Fried bologna.
Fried bologna?
How are the overalls coming?
Well, the straps are still twisted.
No, Gracie, fried bologna is a very tricky recipe, is it not?
Extremely tricky, Jasper. You wouldn't believe the mistakes people make.
Like what, Gracie?
Well, One of the common mistakes is to try and cook bologna in a microwave.
And this is wrong?
Absolutely. The ingredients in bologna are much too delicate for microwave cooking. A microwave will just make bologna sweat.
Jesus. How about putting a slice in the toaster?
The second biggest mistake people make. First of all, you have to slice the bologna thick enough to get it to stand up in the toaster. And then you always get curling and hard-burned edges.
So what's the right way?
First, we preheat the frying pan so that the bologna doesn't go into a cold pan. Next, we cut off a slice of bologna that is thicker than a piece of processed cheese and thinner than a piece of bread. Now, here's the important part and something that native people have known for years. Take that knife and cut the edges off the bologna.
Yeah. Cut the edges? Why would you do that?
Well, as you know, Jasper, if you don't cut the edges, the bologna will curl up and uneven cooking will result.
Don't you want to put in some cooking oil?
That's the beauty of bologna. It has more than enough of its own natural fats and oils to keep it from sticking to the fry pan.
That was a great recipe, Gracie. How are you coming with the overalls, Tom?
If I just bring this around like this.
Hey, you hear that? It's time to give away some more traditional Aboriginal names. So, Gracie, who wants a traditional Aboriginal name today?
Well, Jasper, here's a letter from Rita Triardi Ostapovich.
Ostapov what?
She's a painter from Venezuela.
She sounds desperate for an Indian name.
She says she's married to someone from Montreal and is interested in a recipe for a cat stew.
Holy! I hope we're not too late. Quick, Tom, spin those wheels.
I've almost got it.
Okay, here we go. Gracie, what do we have?
On the first wheel, we have Belinda.
On the second wheel is yellow. Hey, Tom, what's on the third wheel?
On the third wheel, rabbit glue.
Belinda Yellow Rabbit Glue. What a great name. You sure you don't want to spin the wheels, Tom? Some really good names here.
Got it.
The straps look backwards.
Well, Rita, however you pronounce your last name, Belinda Yellow Rabbit Glue is your new authentic Indian name.
But don't forget, before you can officially use your new name, you have to write us and tell us about your most interesting experience with an Indian.
In the meantime, enjoy your new authentic Indian name and keep those cards and letters coming in.
Do you really think the overall straps are on backwards?
Absolutely, Tom. You're going to have to start again. But first, it's time for that part of the show where we interview famous Indians and ask them the question that is on everyone's lips. What else do you do? Who's today's guest, Tom?
Today we'll be talking to Art Napoleon.
Art Napoleon? Isn't he that singer and comic?
He does a great Cree John Wayne.
Hey, Art, back here.
And Simaga.
Oh, Mananta, Gimaga.
Oh, Mio, Yan, Wap, Wap, it's a Gaskapi, eh?
It was bad.
Yeah. Spit, though, eh?
Hi, yeah. Oh,
pretty firm grip there.
Oh, Tom. Thank you.
So, Art, thank you for coming. This is portion of our show is called What Else Do You Do? This is where we interview famous Indians and find out what else they're doing when they're busy not being famous.
Well, I like to cook.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Gracie has reserved recipes every other show or so.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of smells like bologna in here.
Oh, that's Tom. what do you like to cook?
Oh, let's see. I like chuxies. Moose chuxies. That's one of my favorites.
Chuxies?
How do you fix your chuxies? Do you smoke it sometimes like I smoke my chuxies?
You smoke your chuxies?
Yes, I smoke my chuxies. It tastes really
Boy,
good.
Boy, you must have pretty big rolling papers.
Oh, yeah, but
speaking of chuxies, I'd like to say a few words about the place to buy your secondhand clothes. Billy Jumping Bulls Merchandise Emporium.
Look, some of our listeners don't speak Cree, of course. Maybe they'd like to know what... I'd like to know what chuxies is.
Explain it somehow. It's kind of a tube with all kinds of fat. I guess it's a colon part. It's connected to the anus. It's an internal organ.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, native people, they don't waste anything when they...
The colon?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's considered a delicacy. Only not anybody just gets to eat the chuxies.
Only special people like chiefs, right?
That's right.
So, Art, Where are you from?
Moberly Lake. It's called the East Moberly Reserve Soto First Nations in B.C., northeastern B.C.
Wow, I didn't know they had trees that far.
Yeah, they got lost. I guess they maybe would have took over if God never invented bingo halls, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Getting back to the food, I'm quite curious about, I mean, besides the chuckcees, do you have any other favorite foods that you like?
I like tongue quite a bit.
Tongue?
Yeah. But one time, you know, we ran out of meat. My grandma sent me to the IGA, and I was standing in line holding this beef tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman walked by and looked at me and went, "Ooh, my goodness, you're actually going to eat something that came out of the mouth of an animal?" And, you know, I kind of noticed a dozen eggs sticking out of her bag and stuff. I didn't say anything.
Speaking of eggs, did you know farmers raise chickens, right? And you know where they get their overalls? They get them at the Billy Jumping Bull's Merchandise Emporium. Yesterday's fashions at today's prices. Billy Jumping Bull's a cousin of mine. Got to support our people, you know.
Well, that's what I thought when I was a chief. You got to take care of your own first.
Well, you know, Art, it was really nice having you on the show today. And well, wasn't it nice having Art on the show today?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
See you, Art.
All right, take care.
Another great interview.
And Tom got his overalls straightened out.
But in the meantime, it's time for Indians Anonymous. The Indian self-help program where we try to stop Indians who have become white from reverting back to being Indians again.
Not this again.
Here, Tom, read this.
Jasper, I don't want to do this.
Think of all the people you can help.
It's embarrassing.
More embarrassing than doing the show in a pair of smelly overalls with a white shirt and a bow tie?
Well, I don't.
Read the script.
Hi, my name is Tom and I'm an Indian.
Hi, Tom.
I've been an Indian for 53 years.
Oh, what a
shame. Oh, dear.
But for the last 6 years, I've been white.
Hooray, way to go.
But the other night as I was lying in bed, I began thinking about trading my Volvo in for a pickup truck and then going out to the reserve and driving around with a bunch of my relations in the back.
Oh,
that sounds dangerous. Fight it, Tom. What did you do?
So I jumped out of bed and called Indians Anonymous, the Indian self-help program. And they kept me from falling off the wagon and reverting back to being an Indian again.
Hooray!
Thank goodness for Indians Anonymous.
Boy, that brings tears to my eyes.
Me too.
To think of all the Indians you've helped in the last few minutes with your words of inspiration. And now, we've come to that part of the show where we get serious for a moment.
It's the part of the show where we share with our listeners the kinds of questions that Native people like to hear. Questions that'll get your new relationship with a Native person off to a flying start.
Thanks, Gracie. So what's our popular question to ask an Indian today?
Well, Jasper, today our popular question to ask an Indian is, are you full blood?
Boy, you know, I get asked that all the time.
Me too.
And you ought to see their faces light up when I tell them that, yes, I am of full blood.
The same happens to me too. It really makes their day.
What about you, Tom?
What about me?
When people ask you if you're a full blood and you tell them that you are and they get all happy, doesn't it make you feel good?
But I'm not a full blood.
Oh.
Well, that was depressing.
Sure was. Next time, Tom, let's see if we can't close the show on a more upbeat note.
Well, it's not my fault.
I suppose you're going to try to blame your parents.
That's all we have time for now. This is Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavyhand.
And Tom King.
Saying,
so long for now.
And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs. You know, Tom, I think this sponsorship thing is going to work out.
The overalls still smell.
The bow ties are cute.
I can hardly wait for the summer fashions to come in.
Look, Jasper, if we're going to do this sponsorship thing, why can't we get a car dealership? We get a new car.
Do you know any Indians who have run a car dealership?
Well,